This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba returns home, concluding his three-day official visit to India. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki assures to transform Radio Nepal into public service broadcast at the earliest. And Sri Lanka's ministers resigned en masse after protest over government's handling of the worst economic crisis. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has returned home yesterday evening after concluding his three-day official visit to India. During his visit, Prime Minister Deoba held bilateral talks with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi. Similarly, four different memorandum of understanding were signed during Prime Minister Deoba's visit. Likewise, both the Prime Ministers also virtually inaugurated Kota-Jayanagar Railway Service and the 132-kilovolt Solu Corridor Transmission Line. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba laid the foundation stone for the construction of an old age homes in the premises of Pashupatinath Temple at Lalita Ghat of the Indian holy city Varanasi. Chief Minister of the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, was present on the occasion. Earlier, Prime Minister Deoba and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Adityanath exchanged views on various matters of mutual interest and concerns. Meanwhile, in a press briefing organized at Tribhuvan International Airport upon the arrival of Prime Minister Deoba, Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka expressed belief that the bilateral meetings held with high-level leadership, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi during Prime Minister Deoba's three-day visit, would further foster cooperation and collaboration between Nepal and India. He informed significant discussions were held during the visit. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for ensuring quality education. Inaugurating a newly constructed building of the Thangpal Valley Secondary School at Panch Pokhari Thangpal Rural Municipality 4 of Sindhupalchok District yesterday, President Bhandari said that Nepal's highlands were facing acute impacts of climate change, the dearth of snow, risk of glacial lake outburst, flash flood among others. She emphasized on climate adaptation with proper plans. On the occasion, Minister of Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudal said the new structure of the school would be helpful to ensure quality. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said Radio Nepal would be transformed into public service broadcast as soon as possible. Addressing an event organized on the premises of Radio Nepal on the occasion of its 72nd anniversary yesterday, Minister Karki said the legal and parliamentary process was being forwarded for transforming the state-owned radio into a public service broadcast. The Communication Minister also assured the government's assistance to Radio Nepal for its development in the days to come. Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Karki applauded Radio Nepal's role during various disasters and crises in the past, like earthquakes and the COVID-19 pandemic. He also stressed the need for making Radio Nepal's service more effective in the coming days. The Communication Minister expressed the belief that Radio Nepal would expand its broadcasting services by incorporating the latest information and technologies. On the occasion, Communication Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial stressed the need for Radio Nepal to make an action plan to expand its access to all people with the development of information technology. Likewise, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, briefed on the progress Radio Nepal has made this year. He added that Radio Nepal was ready to upgrade its services to further enhance its services as per the demand of the time. Established on the 2nd of April in 1951, Radio Nepal has been providing service with the slogan of Inclusive Voice of Modern Nepal. The government has urged the concerned bodies and the traders to provide petroleum products and daily consumption goods in an easy and smooth manner. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Kant issued directives not to hike price of essential goods and not to stop the sale and distribution of petroleum products. Home Ministry spokesperson Fanindra Mani Pokhrel said the Home Minister warned of stringent actions against those creating artificial shortages of fuels. The ministry has also asked all 77 district administration offices to have the Market Monitoring Committee carry out market monitoring and send the report to the ministry. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Sri Lanka's cabinet ministers have resigned en masse after protests over the government's handling of the worst economic crisis in decades. All 26 ministers submitted letters of resignation, but not Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa or his brother President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Earlier, protesters defied a curfew to take to the streets in several cities. Sri Lanka is grappling with what is said to be its worst economic crisis since independence from the UK in 1948. It is caused in part by a lack of foreign currency, which is used to pay for fuel imports. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has dissolved Parliament following an attempt to remove him from office. It comes after Parliament's Deputy Speaker refused to hold a vote of no confidence the Prime Minister was expected to lose. The move has also been seen as a step towards early elections. Pakistani Prime Minister Khan has claimed that the US was leading a conspiracy to remove him because of his criticism of US policy. Opposition politicians ridiculed the allegation and the US has denied it. His political opponents had seized the opportunity to demand the no-confidence vote after persuading a number of his coalition partners to defeat him. Meanwhile, the oppositions have filed a writ petition to the country's Supreme Court against the Prime Minister's move of dissolving the parliament. It is reported that heavy security has been deployed around government buildings and across the capital, Islamabad. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. It will be partly cloudy in Madhes Province and mainly fair throughout the country. Brief rain or thundershowers is likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba returns home, concluding his three-day official visit to India. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karkia swears to transform Radio Nepal into public service broadcast at the earliest. Sri Lanka's ministers resign en masse after protest over government's handling over the worst economic crisis. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.